Meet our people. Maria's a high flyer below ground, 13th November 2024. By Elementary Content Team. A laboratory for cutting-edge experiments located 1.1 kilometers below ground sounds like something out of a James Bond movie. In fact, the Bulby Underground Laboratory in Yorkshire is where mighty colleague Maria Wood works as a soft services manager. It's an important job. Maria makes sure the facility is well managed and remains spotless for all users. This includes the many scientists who travel from around the world to work in its unique environment. On a Teams call from beneath the Earth's surface, Maria shared her experiences working for the UK's leading facilities management company. Maria Wood works as a soft services manager at the Bulby Underground Laboratory in Yorkshire, 1.1 kilometres below ground. Hi, Maria. Can you tell us about your role? I've been with Mighty for 4 years, and I work in a specialist underground laboratory. We're located within the UK's only polyhalite mine on the border of North Yorkshire and Cleveland. And in case you're wondering, polyhalite is a type of mineral that contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, and sulfur. There are regular miners who work outside the lab, but I only deal with the scientists using our facility for their experiments. They come here for deep underground science projects because the environment has a million times less background radiation than a regular environment above ground. They're researching everything from dark matter to Mars in a special area called the Mars Yard, which is dedicated to mimicking conditions on the planet. I'm responsible for making sure the lab is spotless and ready for experiments. The highest level of cleanliness is in what we call bugs. A class 1000 ISO 6 cleanroom. We have to wear double PPE to go in there, and there are no materials that shed particles, such as cardboard. Where I'm standing now is known as the dirty side of the lab, but it's kept far cleaner than a standard office. We have all modcons, 2 toilets, water coolers, microwaves, and kettles. We're just 1.1 kilometers underground. You must have a unique commute to the laboratory. It takes about 8 minutes to make the descent inside a steel carriage, which looks a bit like a shipping container. It's really slow at the start, then it gets faster, and then slows down again. We have to wear helmets, and there are head torches because it's so dark. It was quite surreal the first time, but now I find going into the mine therapeutic. It's so still and quiet. And do you get to work with interesting people? There are 3 of us on the Mighty team. Becca is the general lab cleaner, while Chloe works on the surface. Then there are local lab scientists, plus visiting scientists, who could be flying in from anywhere in the world. They have PhDs and other qualifications, and while I don't count myself as very good at science, I'm never treated any differently. Of course, they demand the highest standards, but that's all part of the job. Cleanliness is essential for the experiments to work without contamination. So I know I'm as much of the process as they are. I'm just a regular person. But thanks to Mighty, I've been given this amazing opportunity. Some of the scientists who've used the lab include Japanese Nobel Prize winner Takaki Kajita, the German astronaut Matthias Maurer, and the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory scientist Scott Pearl. What's the best thing about your job? Telling people about it. They think I'm having them on, and then realize I'm telling the truth. Previously, I worked in horse racing, so I was used to getting my hands dirty. Now I've swapped the days of horse poo for this pristine laboratory, and it's mind-blowing. I was hooked from the day I first came for a visit. Unsurprisingly, there's quite a lot of interest from the media, so besides the scientists, we also have the odd celebrity. Visitors have included the comedian, Rod Gilbert, BBC radio presenter, Ali Brownlee, and Michael Palin, who came for the Great British Railway Journeys show. What advice would you give to others who want to develop their career at Mighty? The opportunities are there for the taking. I've been here 4 years and have been promoted twice. I've seen how Mighty recognizes and rewards hard work, so my advice is to always give your best, no matter what role you're in. If you show you can handle additional responsibilities, you may well move up the ladder to a more senior role. At a glance, name, Maria Wood, age, 30, role, soft services manager, Bulby Underground Laboratory contract.